Hi, this is Joe Blythe
and John Kirk from
Rocks for Socks. And we're here to tell you about the Rock for Socks benefit show we're putting on January 16th at the California Brew House in Palo Cedro. We have 9 hours of music, and all it's going to cost you to get in is a pack of new socks for the box. We're trying to collect socks and warm clothing articles for our homeless citizens, and we hope that you will help by donating socks. We also have boxes out for the month before the show, and those locations are
at the Fusion Pit in Anderson,
Palo Cedro Video in Palo Cedro,
Cindy Lou's in Cottonwood,
Holiday Market in Palo Cedro,
Balls Ferry Fishing Resort,
California Brew House, Palo Cedro, KB's Patriot Gas Station, Palo Cedro,
and the Savory Spoon in Redding,
the Best Little Sandwich Shop in Palo Cedro,
Redding Christian School in Palo Cedro. And let's tell them about the bands that we have performing, Joe.
That's great, John. We have the Pine Dogs,
Johnson Blythe,
Sammy Joe,
the Double Intruder Trio,
the Spiders,
Backstage Pass,
Morris and Love,
Magic Bus.
And to top the evening off, we got me and you, John, up there with the All-Star Band, bringing up some people that have played all day. It's going to be a great jam, great time, and great food at the California Brew House, January 16th.
From noon till 9.
There we go.
And we want to thank you one more time for participating in this adventure with Joe Blythe and myself at
Rocks for Socks. Rocks for Socks. January 16th, California Brew House, 9348 Deschutes Road in the Holiday Shopping Center, Palo Cedro.
Be there or be oblong.
Okay there, all my oblong fellows. It's time for Locomotion with Shane. The time is 12:02. You are listening to KKRN 88.5 FM. We're licensed in Bella Vista Studios up here on Round Mountain. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Locomotion show today. And I have a couple of returning guests here today to let you know about the Rocks for Socks that you just heard a short little promo about. We're going to fill you in on some of the details about that, as well as listen to some music today and local music. And we're going to be bringing you some international music, some new stuff here today on Locomotion. And I want to introduce my guest today. I have, once again, in the studio is Johnny Kirk. And
how you doing?
Good, good, John. And Joseph Blythe.
Joseph,
yes.
You can tell you've been here a lot when Shane messes up your name.
Yes, and you let me get away with it almost. Huh? Hey, thanks, guys, for coming up to the studio and letting us know about this very, very cool benefit that you guys have put together. And I know it's been in the works for couple months now, and next Saturday is going to come to fruition. Not tomorrow, but Saturday the 16th. And, well, gosh, let's just talk a little bit about it, what the whole Rocks for Socks benefit is about. Johnny, why don't you tell us how the idea came into place?
Well, we just came to the awareness that even though people do, you know, donate clothes and stuff, one of the things that they items that they rarely get is socks. And I understand, because you know, I probably wouldn't be donating my old holy socks either, you know. So since we attention was brought to us, we decided that, well, if that's what needs to be done, then somebody's got to rise up and try to you know, bring the awareness to that. And so that's, you know, I called Joe, and because I knew that I needed to have somebody like Joe involved, and because of his talent with, you know, bringing the people together, and the people that he knows in the area and the different musicians and stuff. And so I contacted Joe, and it was probably the best thing that I could have done for this thing, because he's really taken the reins and really made it happen.
All right, man. Well, you're very kind of you to share the spotlight there with Joe. Joe, you got this thing going, and this Rocks for Socks. And what's cool about it is it's not just about for the socks. It's also about the local musicians that are coming together to, as a thanks to the public for donating socks, they're going to do a little benefit. Joe, you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, we're going to have 9 hours of music. It's going to be held at the California Brew House, which is in Palo Cedro. And we want to thank those guys. As soon as John got a hold of me, that was the first place I went and asked Tracy if we could do a benefit there. And she said, sure. without even questioning it. So we definitely couldn't do this without them. We would have had to find another place, and those venues aren't good or easy to find. And they do so much for the local music community. That's most of the bands that we pulled in will actually play there on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's how I met a lot of them. And there's bands out there that wanted to be involved that we just got booked out and we couldn't. And, you know, hopefully this moves forward and we have another one of these events. But we just thought it would be a way to say thank you to the community for donating the socks, and also let them hear some fine local talent. And these people immediately, I never had to keep calling somebody to say, hey, are you willing to do this? These people stepped right up and immediately said, yes, we're in. And the Pine Dogs that are opening the show for you at noon that day actually have a gig that night, so they have to take off when they're done. They have to go play a show somewhere else, but they wanted to be involved. And this is the kind of people that we're dealing with. These people give back to their community. It's all about community, right? And let alone whether it's the music community or the community in general, these people that we're helping, that we want to get these warm socks to, are citizens of our community.
That's
they're
right.
Not the fringe. They're not the bad people. They're just people that are down on their luck, and they need a little bit of help. If they want help, we want to give it to them. You know, you can't weed out the weeds of a flower patch unless you know what are the flowers first. So let's go help the people that want help, and then we can take care of the people that don't want help and are on the fringe of our societies. But let's not lump them all together. Okay, people, we got to, you know, share some love with these people. They're out down. If I was down in my luck like that, I would hope someone would hand me a pair of warm socks.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not just the idea of the warm socks. You know, you can drop off any warm item to the barrels that are around town. We're going to let you know about where you can drop off stuff. But the Rocks for Socks, that's just kind of like to draw you into it. You want to bring down a blanket or a sleeping bag or a coat, you bring down and you put it in the barrel. And by doing so, you know, it's not your ticket into the show. The music show is for free. The musicians are doing it out of their love of community, and it's just their thanks for doing it. So, you know, this time of year, Shasta County is one of the most giving areas that I've ever lived. And so, folks, here, Joe, or one of you guys want to let us know where some of the locations are that they can. I know they heard about it on the promo before the show, but let's go through it once again where they can drop their socks off for Rocks for Socks.
Well, let me see. Okay, so to start off, we have Palo Cedro. We have the Best Little Sandwich Shop in Palo Cedro. We have the Palo Cedro Video. We have the California Brew House itself. And do you have a list of them?
Patriot,
I just have a few
Patriot
yet.
Market as well. In Palo Cedro.
In Palo Cedro, correct. And then we have...
In Cottonwood, we have Cindy Lou's, which is... the name is being changed to Wendy Lou's. And I want to thank Wendy and Dave, friends of mine. They're great people. So get down there and see them and drop off some socks and give them a little business for supporting this thing, too, as well.
And that's kind of like an inside scoop.
Yeah. Yeah, I scooped it right
up. Oh, the name changed?
There
yeah.
you go. Yeah, the name changed.
Cindy Lou's or Wendy Lou's. It shouldn't cause much confusion.
We also we have added the California trailer and RV sales out on Twin View. You can drop socks off there. We've got the Fusion Pit in Anderson in the outlet stores. And I think that's about the list.
Yeah, did I pull that on your little early the list? Yeah, we'll pull that up here again and talk about
that.
This
is why we don't stage things.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you got the list of the bands up there, Joe?
I can.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a little musical break here, and we'll be back to talk about Rocks for Socks, and we're going to also talk about some of the music that they're going to be playing today. Joe, I'm going to be playing an older tune. It's called High and Away. Why don't you go ahead and introduce this song, Joe?
Well, this song came off the Milk the Sun CD, Tell and Show, and it was actually the first true collaboration between drummer Matt Evans and myself. I wrote the music and Matt wrote the lyrics, and it's Matt singing. And this is High and Away from Milk the Sun.
All right. Thank you, Joe. And you know, on the way over here, I was thinking about what does a rocker, a reggae artist, and a radio man have in common? I know we can go.
I know what it is. Can I say?
Well, I don't know. I'll tell you what I was going to say, but go ahead, Joe. What is it?
I think what we have in common is that we all went to RBHUS.
That's right. Red Bluff High School.
RBUHS. Sorry.
I see. I graduated in 73.
Wow, you're old.
I am the mature one here, yes.
I think my sister graduated in 73.
Yeah,
my sister Deborah also graduated in 73, but not saying from where.
I was in 1980.
Joe's 1980?
81.
And Joe's 1980. You know, I think it's kind of neat when you think about it how we didn't know each other growing up, but we went to the same high school, and gosh, you know, 30, 40 years later, here we are, helping each other and helping our community members. And that was the answer to my question. What does a rocker, a reggae artist, and a radio man have in common? It's a love of music and a love of community. And I just want to thank you guys once again for doing this Rocks for Socks out of the love of your heart. It's very cool.
Oh, thank you, Shane.
Oh, you bet. Okay, so here it is, High and Away, Milk the Sun. How long ago was Milk the Sun in
It was 19.
Yeah, just the other day. So here they are. Rock song, Milk the Sun, High and Away. Is this one you wrote, Joe?
Like I said, I wrote the music and Matt Evans wrote the lyrics and sang it on this one.
All right, here they are, High and Away. We'll be back to Local Motion with Shane. Thanks for tuning in to 88.5 FM.
Run. That ain't the sun.
Okay, we're back live in the studio with John and Joe coming into the studio today to talk about Rocks for Socks. That was Joe Blythe, guitar playing on High and Away, a song from Milk the Sun from just the other day, which is probably 20, 30 years ago. But we're going to play another song here. But first, I want to talk a little bit more about Rocks for Socks, guys. Did you want to let him know what about what, Joe? Yeah, about some of the sponsors of the bands?
Let me fill you in on some of the new sponsors we got. We got anewscafe.com did a great you can link to our page from their page. And we really want to thank Pitt River Casino and Ramon for everything that that they have done for us. We really appreciate it. So I want to definitely give a shout out to Pitt River Casino. And the other thing I wanted to let you know is the band and when they're playing, so that we can, if you want to come out and catch your favorite band, you'll know when exactly, but you're welcome to come out all day. It's a different styles of music. It's going to start with an acoustic styling and work its way up to the full bands and then the full shred formation at the end of the evening. But so we have from 12 o'clock on to 1, we have the Pine Dogs. And then from 1 o'clock to 2, we have Johnson Blythe, which I guess I don't need to say 2 o'clock. I can just stop with the second time here. 2 o'clock, we have Sammy Joe. And 3 o'clock, we have the Double Intruder Trio. And at 4 o'clock, we have the beginning of the full band Rock and Roll, and it's going to be the Spiders, which is some members of Mojo Child, Paul Cadena and Mark Fries and Rick Hudson. And we also have at 5 o'clock, we have Backstage Pass. And then at 7 o'clock, we have Morris and Love, which is formerly the Richard Morris Project. And then at 8 o'clock, we have Magic Bus. And at 9 o'clock is the All-Star Band. And that will... No, I take that back. 8 o'clock is the All-Star Band. 7 o'clock is Magic Bus. And 6 o'clock is Morris and Love. I had my notes wrong. I apologize.
That's so please. Right. Is this up on Facebook yet?
Yes, there are. These flyers are on Facebook. I think they're all on the invite page. We did an invite page so that it would end at a certain time if everything goes well. And we got – I want to – say that we have some photographers that are going to come out and volunteer their time to take pictures of the day. So when it's all said and done, we'll hopefully get a web page up that has the pictures of throughout the day. And it's more community members coming forward and saying, hey, we'll help. You know, Redding
right.
and Shasta County, they good people in their hearts. Right. And there's more good people than there are bad in this world. And there's a lot of them up here, and they are standing up for sure. So
yeah, the musicians up here in this greater Northern California area are very giving, community-minded people. And, one of the other my other guests up here today is Johnny Kirk, also known as Johnny Token. And Johnny, he's been in the reggae field for 20-plus years now, and he has brought in some music today that he wants to share with us. And It's about a recent project of his that has just, gotten finished up, and he's here to share it with us. Johnny, why don't you go ahead and let us all know all about it.
Yeah, this is an artist out of St. Anne, Jamaica, who is lives in Northern California now, a very close friend of mine named Ikula Rastafari. And he's a world-renowned reggae artist, just got off of a... European tour, and last year I started working with him on his album called Food for Thought, and a lot of it was mixed at my house at the Token Studio, and I play on a few songs as well, play guitar and some keyboards and some percussion stuff. And so it was released. We went out and performed some of the music a few times, and hopefully this year we'll get out on tour again. But I think that you'll really enjoy it. Genuine roots Rasta reggae from Jamaica.
And but Iquila,
Iquila.
Iquila.
Yes.
We have a local connection with him, don't we?
Yeah, well, he's based out of Chico.
Right.
Yeah, and he does a lot of works down there and is and musical, and as well as all over the world. He does charity stuff playing in Africa, and like I said, he's world-renowned. When he landed in Africa, the airport was flooded with thousands of people, and so he's very loved all over the world.
All right, and Johnny, thanks for bringing Iquila in. And the song we're going to hear is Generation. And thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM. We'll be back. That thanks for bringing that in, Johnny. We're gonna have to let me burn that one. And well, you know what, let's let people know how they can go out and get their own copy of Iquila Rastafari.
Yeah, he's it's all over the internet. I think it's iTunes, and you can hear some on Reverb Nation, but if you go on YouTube, there's just so much video and so much music. A song he did with Stephen and Damian Marley, because you know he was friends with Bob Marley. And the Bob Marley's family knows them all, and that's why we were fortunate to go last February, a year ago or so, where we actually went and played the Bob Marley's 70th birthday celebration that was put on by the family, by Sadella and Bob's brother Richard.
All right, yeah, you know some of them folks, huh?
A few of them, yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. Those are top names in the reggae business. And so, yeah, thanks for bringing that in, Johnny. I know that the reggae scene is getting a little stronger up here in the Shasta County area. We have some local groups that are pretty good. But these guys are international. And Johnny, what were you playing on that song, Johnny?
On that song, I'm playing lead guitar and some other guitar tracks that I'm playing on there. And also I'm playing some percussions, hi-hat, and cross-stick stuff, you know. And I think that's about that on that song.
Yeah, we're going to hear another song that Johnny plays on off of this Aikila CD called Judgment. We'll hear that a little bit. But I wanted to bring you, I mentioned earlier that John, Joe, and myself, we're all graduates of Red Bluff Union High School there. And just throughout the course of the decades, we've kind of bumped into each other just through music. And another graduate from Red Bluff High is a gentleman named Michael Sands. And he, too, is a music singer-songwriter who's with a group called Wild Deuce.
Very talented artist.
You guys know him. I'll let you talk about Mr. Michael Sands.
Well, Mike, you know, he graduated in 81 with me, and we all grew up having fun together, you know, and listening to different music and stuff. And Mike actually was on the Morris Taylor Show after high school.
Yeah.
So he went that country route, whereas some of us long hairs went the other way.
He did play rock for a while.
But he
there.
Did. And I think that the cut you're going to play actually explains that in his song, in his own style. But yeah. Mike lives out in Tennessee now. He's, doing it out there, trying to make the break that we're all trying to make for ourselves. And, you know, if everything goes good for Mike, maybe we can have Mike do a Rocks for Socks show out in Tennessee. We'll have to see if Michael can put something together out there for us in Tennessee.
Yeah, well,
spread the word.
You know, this Rocks for Socks benefit will be taking place at the Cal Brew House there in the Palisadro Shopping Center, right next to Holiday Market, January 16th, starts at noon, goes to 9 a.m. This is a family-friendly event as well, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, all-age
right.
show.
And, you know, I was thinking about it on my donation end of it, bringing socks and something warm. I was thinking that it's not just my first thought was, yeah, I'll bring some men's socks, but the ladies need socks and the kids need socks.
Right.
And, so when you're thinking about that, you can go out and get sizes, all different sizes. You can get regular socks, wool socks, and if you have extra coats, you can drop those off.
Blankets.
Yeah,
sleeping
they're always,
bags.
Always in need of blankets. And all these donations are going to go to our, over there to...
the rescue mission.
The rescue mission to downtown.
I mean,
Reading.
You can go down to the dollar store and pick up a pair of socks and get them in there, you know. Anything is... welcome.
That's right. That's so cool. And let's see. We talked about
the sponsors
and the bands. And what I don't have up here is the drop-off places. Joe, can you bring that up for us?
I imagine I could put
Joe on the spot here. I know he'll bring it up on his phone here. But let's go ahead and listen to Michael Sands' song. It's a little shorty. It's called Two Rock for Country. And then we'll come back and do a little more jibber-jabber and... just want to remind you that you are listening to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM. We are a nonprofit, grassroots, all-volunteer radio station, and we're on the air because of your listening dollars. If you like programs like Locomotion that brings you community events, as well as some of our other locally produced programs, and we bring you programs that are downloaded from international artists as well, you can go to our KKRN.org homepage. You'll see the program schedule, but most importantly, at the top of the page is a donate tab. If you click on that, it'll take you to a safe and secure site, and you can decide how much to give and when to give. And while you're there, you can also push that listen tab. We stream live, and you folks that are out there listening to us on your computer, I want to thank you for joining us, too. If you're driving down the freeway, Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion Machine. So here's Michael Sands from Red Bluff, currently in Tennessee, promoting his band, Wild Deuce, to Rock for Country.
I was raised on Hank Williams, Merle Haggard, and Lefty Frizzell. Back in high school, it was Zeppelin, AC/DC, and Highway to Hell. Daddy just shook his head. Mama prayed for my soul, 'cause I'm too rock for country, too country for rock and roll. I moved on out to Nashville, had a rockin' little four-piece band, got a house gig on the east side, making money doing one-night stands. But I was singing all the low parts way too high, the high parts way too low, 'cause I'm too rock for country, too country for rock and roll. Pool halls, nightclubs, and honky-tonks from Reno to Tennessee. The cowboys and the hippies, they don't know what to think of me. Well, I can sing like Alan Jackson, I act like a Rolling Stone, 'cause I'm too rock for country, too country for rock and roll. Did what people told me, I might be that much further ahead. I could be the next Bat Elvis, I'd be worth more when I'm dead. But I think I'll just be Michael and smoke me another bowl, 'cause I'm too rock for country, too country for rock and roll. Yeah, I'm too rock for country, country for rock and roll.
Okay, that was Michael Sands. We'll be hearing more of Michael's music on Locomotion Machine. We're going to... Joe, did you pull up the locations for the drop boxes yet?
I did, yes.
Okay, well, let me turn your mic on so people can hear where they're at. These are the... location where you can drop your socks off, or rocks for socks.
Okay, so I'm going to give them all to you. We have Palisadro Video, Fusion Pit in Anderson Outlet Stores, the California Brew House, the Best Little Sandwich Shop in Palisadro, Redding Christian School in Palisadro, Balls Ferry Fishing Resort, Holiday Market Palisadro, KB's Patriot Gas Station Palisadro, Cindy Lou's Mini Mart, now Wendy Lou's Mini Mart in Cottonwood. See, I worked that in for you.
Thanks. Thanks, Wendy and Dave.
And the Savory Spoon in Redding. Oh, can I mention something about the Savory Spoon in Redding?
Sure.
Real quick. I'll do the last one, and I'll mention my California Trailer and RV Sales in Redding. Anyway, last night, Johnson Blythe played at the Savory Spoon, yeah. Except we didn't, and we apologize to our fans. We Hal was not feeling good, so we have rescheduled that for February 4th at the Savory Spoon, Johnson Blythe. I appreciate you allowing me to get there.
Oh, yeah, sure, and best wishes to Hal Johnson out there. Get better, Hal, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah, I need you out there. It's hard to do Johnson Blythe with just a Blythe.
Well, yeah. Okay, let's see. Well, you guys, I know you play there at the Cal Brew House. Was that every Wednesday?
Yeah, we do a showcase. Last Wednesday, we had Joe Bull from Mojo Child came out with Kyle Swart, and they did. It was great. They were doing 90s grunge stuff acoustically, and Joe singing and Kyle playing guitar. It was great. They did a great job. And we have showcase every week. We have a guest come in. We have Morrison Love will be in on the 20th. I don't have the whole schedule in front of me, but we're looking forward to that, to all the special guests that come in and sit in with us.
Yeah, that's really cool. I know tomorrow there at the Cal Brew House is going to be Harry and Debbie Blackwell and Double Intruder, and so there's one of the groups that's going to be playing for Rocks for Socks is Double Intruder.
And actually, we got Sammy Joe's going to be there tonight, and she's playing for the Rocks for Socks. So it's kind of pre Rocks for Socks weekend for the Brew House.
Sammy Joe, we play Sammy Joe quite a bit. She's a really neat, community-minded, very talented singer-songwriter. And we're just dropping all kinds of names here. You know, Joe, do you mind if I read through this list of players?
You go right ahead.
It's going to start at noon here, this Rocks for Socks at the Cal Brew House. It's going to start at noon, January 16th. It's going to start at noon with the Pine Dogs. Then at 1 o'clock, it's going to be Johnson Blythe. And then at 2 o'clock, Sammy Joe. 3 o'clock, it's going to be Double Intruder. And 4 o'clock, the Spiders. At 5, it's going to be Backstage Pass. 6 is Morris in Love. 7 o'clock is Magic Bus. And then from 8 o'clock to closing, about 9 or so, it's going to be the All-Star Band, which is a mixture of the musicians that have been there throughout the day that are able to make it if they're not out playing another gig, huh? John and Joe are going to be playing. And yeah.
You know, I'm looking forward to that last jam because in my life, there were certain people that inspired me to play music. And one of those people is John Kirk with his band Namutar back in the day with Mike Moran and John Stark. And as a young man in high school, these guys were playing at the fair and all that stuff. And it just made me want to do that. And so I'll always hold that against him. But but the fun thing is we've never actually jammed on stage together. So it will be the first time that the two of us get a chance to jam on stage together after knowing each other for 35 some years.
Oh, that'll be something to see. Yeah. That's quite a lineup. And all these musicians are putting in their time and efforts just to say thanks for your donations to Rocks for Socks. The first drive for Rocks for Socks by John and Joe. I think we'll try to make this at least a yearly thing. Huh? But we're going to play another song by Joseph Blythe called Last Time You Guys Were In. I thought I was going to play this song, and when I queued it up, it was something else. And I'm hoping I won't have the same run of luck this time around. This is Dustin's Boogie, and this is a Milk the Sun song, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, this is one I started writing. This is one of the first songs we ever played together, and my godson Dustin, who is Darren O'Lear, our bass player's son, was rocking out in his playpen, and when we were done, the only thing standing up was the corner he was holding. Everything else he had destroyed from rocking out in it. And I said, well, that song's got to be called Dustin's Boogie.
That's
so
good.
That's what brought the name
story along. Behind the Great. Song. That's what we like. Okay, well, here, let's rock here with Dustin's Boogie. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion Machine on KKRN 88.5 FM. Okay, we're back in the studio, and that was Dustin's Boogie, Old Milk the Sun tune, and we're going to be listening to a new song that has been brought into the studio. Johnny, why don't you talk about this song, Judgment?
Judgment, yes. It's another song by Icula. Another song by Icula that I helped produce and mix at the Token Studios here in Northern California. And this one is starts out with Sister Sarah on cello, and it's a nice little intro we put together for the song. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, so Icula, I'm going to go ahead and just, it's I-Q-U-L-A-H, Icula. And Johnny, tell us what that stands for.
It stands for integrity, quality, unity, and love of Africa as home.
Very cool. And here they are. And Johnny's going to be playing on this one. Can you remember back what you played, Johnny?
Yeah, I play guitar, and I play lead guitar on it, and also some percussions, and arranged a lot of the arranged the whole intro and everything. And
that's
the production,
so very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, got some great talent up here, and two of them in the studio today. John Kirk, stage name Johnny Token. Is that right, Johnny?
Yeah, well, this is my reggae nickname, Token. Yeah.
Because?
Because I'm the token white guy.
That's right. I just love it. He's so good that he's one of the few white guys. They let up on stage, the real guys. So thanks for coming in. And of course, my buddy Joe Blythe over here. He's an old rocker now. He's still playing rock with Magic Bus. And
I got to still do the Magic Bus. January 16th, Magic Bus will be performing a full original set, which is a rarity for us, but we thought we'd take advantage of it. So yeah, if you like the original Magic Bus stuff, come on out.
Oh, yeah, Magic Bus, they're an earful and an eyeful.
We're a rock and roll circus is the way I look at it.
And, you know, this Rocks for Socks thing, I was noticing the way you have the lineup starting out with Pine Dogs and then ending up with the All-Star Band. It kind of starting out with the folky Americana music and then gearing up for the rock. So it starts out nice and mellow, and as the day progresses, it gets rock and roll. So,
right, we try to keep it semi-controlled rock and roll, but when you got that many rock bands in a row, you never know.
Yeah, it'll be a nine-course meal leading to the final entree, which is going to be the meat of the show.
Meaning the All-Star Band. Okay, yeah, that'll be taking place January
16th. We're the prime rib of, of the show.
Okay, well, here we are with back with Icula and song that's called Judgment. Thanks for tuning in to KKRN 88.5 FM. We'll be back.
Must know no sin, no judgment dread. Judgment. all freak. Your judgment strengthens the meek. Ready for your judgment. Whoa, whoa. Non-partial judgment. Yeah, yeah. Ready for your judgment. Whoa, whoa. Non-partial judgment. Yeah, 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 yeah. Earth a quaking at the judgment. Shook and shaking at the judgment. England flames in at the judgment. Tsunami in at the judgment.
Okay, that was Aikula Rastafari. And thanks to Johnny Token for bringing that in. And we're going to hear a song by Michael Sands from Wild Deuce. What was that, Joe?
What are we playing for Mike?
We're going to play, well, we got Goodbye to Yesterday or Working My Way to the Bottom. And I got Goodbye to Yesterday queued up here.
Let's
so,
go with that one.
Yeah, that'd make it easy for me. So, just a quick little intro about Michael Sands. And Michael was a graduate of Red Bluff Union High School, and as was Joe and Johnny and myself. And just
represent.
Yeah, just, but besides, we used to do some serious hanging out and having a good time.
Right,
too,
yeah, we friends. Were all brothers back then, too.
That's right. Well, this song, Working, well, Goodbye to Yesterday, was written by Michael Sands and Johnny Norris Jr. It's performed by Wild Deuce, and the vocals for Wild Deuce is Michael Sands and Taffy Anderson, and the guitar is Michael Sands, bass is Johnny Norris Jr., and on the drums we have Rob Jacques. And here it is, Michael Sands and Wild Deuce with Goodbye to Yesterday. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion Machine. We'll be back in to say goodbyes with John and Joe and listen to another reggae song as we head out into the weekend. Here he is, Michael Sands. Come from or going to
day. Goodbye to yesterday. Goodbye to yesterday.
All right. Thanks, Michael Sands. And you're listening to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM. I'm in the studio with John and Joe and talking about Rocks for Socks taking place next Saturday, January 16th. We'll hear more about that on the next Locomotion show. Guys, want to say adios to everybody?
Yeah, I would like to just say thank you to everybody, the musicians, the sponsors, catering, everybody involved, the brew house. They've really risen for the occasion. And I also wanted to say that we're going to have a special guest coming in doing some vocals with us, Mike Mathis. And he's a locally known artist, too. And I didn't want to forget that. And we'll have Donnie Tyner on drums with the All-Stars and Ryan Johnson on bass. So all local guys and great guys. So we really appreciate everything that everybody's doing. Joe?
Yeah, and we definitely want to thank our caterers, Mama Bettis's Comfort Cooking, because they're going to be feeding the bands, and that's everyone in all the bands. They're doing this show for lunch, so it's they're donating their time, and we want to thank everybody that has sponsored us and everybody that has a Dropbox. We really appreciate everything, and we really wanted to say thank you to you, Brother Shane, for having us on here twice, for putting up with us while we recorded that promo.
Okay, yeah, you bet.
And I just want to say a shout out to my son, Devlin. Love you, buddy, and hope to see you soon.
All right, guys, thanks for coming up. And we're going to go out today, listen to one of Johnny Token and the Dreadnought song. And the song we're going to hear today is going to go out on is Ride, Rasta, Ride. I'm not going to get the whole song in, but we'll give you a little flavor, a taste of it. Geezer Rock coming up next on KKRN. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week, and we'll talk more about the Rocks for Socks and be bringing you some more of your local musicians. Y'all have a great weekend. Here he is, Johnny Token and the Dreadnoughts. If you have any questions about the music or the program, you can contact me at shane@kkrn.org. We'll be right back.
programming on KKRN is made possible by listeners like you and in part by a newscast.